Top Gun Maverick is flying high in theaters right now. The Tom Cruise blockbuster has already raked in more than $500 million at box offices worldwide. But behind the scenes, there's some litigation brewing over the movie. The family of the man who wrote the 1983 magazine story that inspired the original Top Gun film is suing Paramount Pictures for copyright infringement. NPR's Joe Hernandez is here with details about this lawsuit. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Sasha.
What is this man's family saying about their rights to the Top Gun story?
Right. So this article, Top Guns, was written in 1983 by Ehud Yoneh in California Magazine, and it told the story of two Navy fighter pilots in a kind of gripping and cinematic way. And a few weeks after it was published, Paramount bought the film rights. And then 3 years later, in 1986, Top Gun with Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, the blockbuster movie came out. Now, fast forward to today, Yoneh's widow and son say they went through the proper legal channels to recover the rights to the original story, and that despite that, Paramount went ahead and put out Top Gun Maverick anyway, and they're now infringing on the family's copyright.
Explain that a bit more, because if Paramount bought the film rights to the article, how is it the family believes they've gotten those rights back?
Right. So there's a part of U.S. copyright law that allows creators to recover the rights to their work after 35 years. I spoke with the family's attorney, Mark Toberoff, and he said the intent of the law is to benefit people like the Yoneh's.
The purpose is so important that authors have the ability to finally, after years, financially benefit from their creation, participate in some meaningful way in the fruits of their labor.
So the family says they told Paramount in 2018 they were intending to recover the copyright, and in 2020 filed with the Copyright Office. But the lawsuit says Paramount never reacquired the rights before releasing the sequel.
And what is Paramount saying about all this?
Well, Paramount told NPR in a statement, quote, "These claims are without merit and we will defend ourselves vigorously." They also responded to a cease and desist letter sent by the Yoneh's saying the sequel isn't obviously derivative of that 1983 magazine story and that the film was sufficiently completed by January 24th, 2020, which is before the copyright switched back to the family. The Yoneh's dispute both of those claims. They say the sequel is derivative of that magazine story and that the movie wasn't actually finished before the copyright switched over.
That's NPR's Joe Hernandez. Thanks for the update.
You got it.